Did your old gods ever answer you, Ned? She wondered. When you knelt before your heart tree, did they hear you? Flickering torchlight danced across the walls, making the faces seem half alive, twisting them, changing them. The statues in the great septs of the cities wore the faces the stonemasons had given them, but these charcoal scratchings were so crude they might be anyone. The father's face made her think of her own father dying in his bed at Riverrun. The warrior was Renly and Stannis, Rob and Robert, Jaime Lannister and Jon Snow. She even glimpsed Arya in those lines, just for an instant. Then a gust of wind through the door made the torch sputter, and the semblance was gone, washed away in orange glare. The smoke was making her eyes burn. She rubbed at them with the heels of her scarred hands. When she looked up at the mother again, it was her own mother she saw. Lady Minissa Tully had died in childbed, trying to give Lord Huster a second son. The baby had perished with her, and afterward some of the life had gone out of father. She was always so calm, Catelyn thought, remembering her mother's soft hands, her warm smile. If she had lived, how different her lives might have been. She wondered what Lady Minissa would make of her eldest daughter, kneeling here before her. I have come so many thousands of leagues, and for what? Who have I served? I've lost my daughters. Rob does not want me, and Bran and Rickon must surely think me a cold and unnatural mother. I was not even with Ned when he died. Her head swam, and the sept seemed to move around her. The shadows swayed and shifted, furtive animals racing across the cracked white walls. Catelyn had not eaten today. Perhaps that had been unwise. She told herself that there had been no time. But the truth was that food had lost its savor in a world without Ned. When they took his head off, they killed me too. Behind her the torch spit, and suddenly it seemed to her that it was her sister's face on the wall, though the eyes were harder than she recalled, not Lyta's eyes, but Cersei's.